I've been playing telephone tag. He did get back to me, so I'm going to see what I can do about that. But I do have an Anritsu 3-gig scope if people need a spectrum analyzer, want to look at stuff. Very entertaining looking, by the way, at the waveform coming out of the UV5R when they're cold. Oh, my Lord. You'd be horrified. Anyway, looks like a forest. Anyway, anybody else for the net? We got a couple of different things going on. Well, Randy, what was that?
I'm just on the hand of talking now.
Yeah, the audio is frightfully low.
Well, I guess I have to talk into the mic a little closer, don't I?
Yeah, it's still frightfully low.
Okay, well, I'll play with it, turn it up.
It definitely needs to be cranked on FM anyway. But it sounds very good, it's just, it's really super low. Who is the other station?
W2JEK.
Mr. Don.
UST today, and I found that Randy, WU2S, has become an ARRL Life member. Congratulations.
Outstanding, Randy. Join the club.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I thought it's time to do that, and since I'm the traditional cheap ham, and I plan on living forever, you know, so far so good. Essentially, the cost over an infinite lifetime of my subscription to ARRL is zero.
Me laugh and choke at the same time. That was pretty funny. I'm not so sure. Well, you know what? How much was it? What's the current life member cost?
That's a good question. I know the AMSAT one, I think, was $880. Maybe Steve could confirm that, but the ARRL was probably just a little bit more than that. I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay, not bad. Well, it's X times a, was it 20 times an annual membership?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I'm you know, again, I'm not really sure. It's you know, once I write the check, you know, and stick it in the envelope with the stamp on it, to me it's a sunk cost. It you know, kind of like disappears from memory.
Well, you know, I told Nancy 20 years ago when we became life members, and the answer was, honey, I don't want a bill for my QST anymore, and I want to, you know, invest in the league as a matter of principle. And she said, good, I do too, so we are both life members.
Yeah, those are pretty much the same reasons that I had, Gordon.
I mean, you know, it's nice if you can get your membership out, but in point of fact, if the league, you know, the league's investments actually are very, very productive, number one, and they're very cautious on the other, but, you know, they do pretty well with their investment accounts. So I wish my 401k was as wisely done, but that's just my own fault, but that's another story. But the upshot is that they not only can afford to keep you as a member, but they also can make a few shekels to fund other things, and that's what's really valuable. And for someone in retirement to do that, you should live a very, very, very long life. Thank you very much. Not just to get your money out, but just to enjoy the fruits of ham radio for as many years as, you know, the good Lord wishes. So that's all good by me. By the way, in the further adventures of mobile ham radio, Nancy and I went looking at motorhomes and trailers and things last weekend, Sunday. Just on a lark, because we have no plan to buy one immediately and no funds to do it right now anyway, but it was entertaining to do. And she started to look at fifth wheels because she said, that way you would have the truck that you deserve, which I kind of thought of you, Randy, with your truck. not the most gas efficient thing in the whole world, but by God, you can throw a lot of garbage in it and stuff and enjoy it. So we are thinking that, but one of the fifth wheels I was looking at had like a rear sitting room that was delightful. All I said to myself was, "Ooh, good, a place to put the kiddies when they come to visit, and a separate sitting room slash ham shack or workplace for me if I'm on the road." So that's all good too, because as I work for a company that, as you know, is not headquartered around here anymore as much as it could be, and it'd be kind of fun to be able to spend a week or two, you know, let's say in the Dallas area, a week or two in the Atlanta area every year, and that would be great for that purpose. Oh, we'll see. Yeah, you never know. Anyway, it's all good. Right now, everything's firmly planted. Anybody else with comments for the net?
W2PDQ?
Yes, sir.
Gordon, if you're going to go get a travel trailer, fifth wheel is the way to go. As a former user, salesman, demonstrator of travel trailers, it is just so much more comfortable to haul those things around. Nice space over the fifth wheel to go straight, expanded, and every one of those things resales at a premium.
Yes, some do, some don't, but yeah, I hear you. I'm just curious, Richard, can I give you a phone number to call and then just give me a call when you get a chance so I have your number? We can talk about it more later.
Oh, you can always call me. The number here is 973-772-6670. But if you really want to go talk to me, it's probably best by email, which is just Rich Shortman. But I'm not selling travel trailers right now. That was a former occupation, so you don't misunderstand. But yeah, you can always reach me at richshortman@hotmail.com.
That's one N at the end?
Yes, it's just simply short man, Shortman. Very simple.
Yeah, I just wanted to pick your brain. But yeah, I understood that you're not in that business anymore. That's all good. Alrighty, very good. Anybody else? And after the last 2 months, Randy and Howie and Steve are all going, you know, find a way to make sure he doesn't get a travel trailer so we don't have to run the net. Anyway, anybody else have anything for the net? Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to wish everybody a fine evening. It's been fun. I came up a little breathless, but it's all good. And it's been my pleasure to run the net, and you guys are a great group. And I've kind of missed this, so in case you're wondering. So God bless and take care. And at this point, go Pangs. I'll just say that. Go Pangs. You'll have to find out why I said that. On that note, I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Thank Barra for also sponsoring the net. And for your great participation tonight. This is KTBAR W2TTT, wishing you a fine good night, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use.
KM4HBQ disconnected. Randy, are you still in there? This is WA2UMD.
I guess not, Jim. W2TTT.
I forgot Randy's call. I wanted to drop him an email and talk DMR. Can you refresh my memory on his call?
Sure, it's Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra. And you can email him at, let's see if I can find, whiskeyuniform2sierra.com.
Okay, that's W2US?
No, it's, the domain is whiskeyuniform2sierra, WU2S.
WU2S, okay, I just Googled them, a bunch of things have come up.
Okay, so it's Randy at WU2S.com.
All right, very good. Good to hear more folks getting on, drinking the DMR Kool-Aid. Lots of fun.
Yeah, you're on DMR UHF though, right?
Yes. Now, did he mention that he had a UHF and a VHF? Kind of slim pickings with VHF in this area. I know that if you go to Boston, there's a lot of activity, but very scarce here. I might be able to talk to him if he can hit Mayapak repeater, though.
Yeah, and you're not going to hear the Farallon repeater or hit it from where you are. Farallon, he's a member of the Farallon Club as well, and they upgraded their repeater to include DMR.
Is it only VHF?
145.47, yupper.
Yeah, no, I won't be able to hit that. I only have UHF, and not quite worth investing into the $200 for the VHF in this area, you know. Pretty slim pickings. Again, it does pay if you head up to Massachusetts area.
Sure, absolutely. All righty, I gotta get back to work, and then I'm gonna call it a night. Another 5 minutes, one way or the other, I'm just calling it a night. But, yeah. And to make it worse, that repeater is not internet connected, so there's no way to get on, and some of that work, so it's kind of a shame. Anyway, you take care, God bless, but it's good hearing you. WA2UMP, W2TTNG.
Okay, Gordon, good talking with you. Don't let them overwork you too much at Verizon, certainly pays the bills, and the work's kind of interesting. Anyway, on that happy thought, I will say good evening. Good time. W2TTWA2UMP, all and clear.
As long as they keep the admin work down to a dull roar, I'm having a ball. It's the other stuff it's the admin work that just kills me. And I'm not supervising anybody. But anyway, I don't mean admin by producing view graphs or code. I mean admin like taking care of required corporate crapola that doesn't amount of hill of beans. It reminds me that they're unethical, stupid, or ignorant people in the world that I have to waste my time spinning my wheels taking that crap, you know? Anyway, God bless. Take care. W-A-T-U-M-P, W-2-T-T-T.
No shortage of that type of word. Okay, good talking with you. W-A-2-U-M-P, off and clear for now.
Hey, Gordon, is Nancy coming on Monday to the lunch?
I don't know when she's working on Monday, so I will find out. That's a good question.
Okay, because if I knew soon, George and David are coming with me. I'll try. But I know George's wife will not come unless there's another woman present, so she's figuring on not coming. But if we found out quickly, she might just want to come too. Although I don't know how I'd get everybody in the car. okay. So let me know if you know, if you hear me on the air or whatever. Shoot me an email. All right, get some sleep, my friend. K2EIR.
Roger that, Howie. Yep, I will do that. It's gotta write one or two sentences, pull an enclosure in, and send it off. And yep, I'll find out some. You know, with all due respect, Joyce should come anyway because she's a riot. But that's a whole nother conversation. You need to let her know that too. And I'm not wearing a dress in Nancy's absence to make her feel more comfortable. It ain't happening. Anyway, 73, K2EIR, W2TTT.
Okay, 73, good night. K2EIR, closing station.
night on the K2 Foxtrot Juliet repeater. Signing off.
Thank you.
U-Mobile.
82 VOR Mobile. You on the 857?
Yep.
Got high power? You're fluctuating a little bit. Maybe it's because I'm so close to you.
Well, I don't see no problem. I'm hearing you fine.
I guess I'm just not used to hearing you mobile. On 955, usually, it's, you know, you're at the base and you're solid as rock there.
I'm getting the repeater back full scale.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good setting. It's not overpowering. And it's still loud.
Yeah, I'm getting the repeater a little crackly. I don't know why.
Maybe this isn't a good area. You get the hill to the left of you. And I guess that's sort of in the direction of the repeater.
I'm on the 635 now.
Still got, you know, kind of a weak signal. Like I said, I can only assume it's the terrain going up to the left of us. Left of me, I don't know which direction you're going.
I'm right behind you.
You going to 7-Eleven for coffee?
Yep.
Surprised you don't go to the Dunkin' Donuts. I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Right now in this parking lot, I'm not getting the repeater full scale.
Hey, you sound okay into it. Get your coffee, I'll be here. N1LU.
KD2, VOR Mobile.
Yeah, you sound good now. Maybe we're just too close to each other. He's sensing.
That's what it was, because when I was coming in the parking lot, when I said I wasn't getting the repeater full scale, you were transmitting. That's right, we were just too darn close.
What are you on now?
Still on the Elenco.
Go to the 857 now that I can hear you better.
KD2, VOR Mobile.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds nice. Good volume to it. I'll tell you, the Elenco, though, man, that sounds really good, that 635.
I like them all. One of these mornings, I don't think we've ever done it. One of these mornings when I come to work, I'm going to bring my FT7900. I like you to do an audio recording on that. I have never heard myself on that radio.
Where do you use that one? At your house?
Yeah, that's the home radio. I'd rather have a dual watch radio, a true dual band there, but, you know, if it's good enough, that's why if I ever could run across another Elenco, I might sell that 79. But that was my first mobile radio, and I'm kind of attached to it.
Yeah, I had the 7800, and I bought that because I heard somebody on the on one of them, and you know, I really liked the audio, and it worked out well. And the 79, I think, you know, it's got basically the same audio. I think it just does more power out on 440. I don't know if there's any other differences between the two of them. We didn't see me talking into the microphone. I stand out like a sore thumb between the antennas and Connecticut plates. You know, they're just dying to pull me over.
Yeah, all right. I'm in a bad spot in front of my shop. I'll catch you from inside. KD2, VOR.
8N1LU Mobile.
And Rocky always leaves when KD2CBB appears.
Just going into my shop, Todd. I'll be back.
Hey, Todd.
Heidi Hay and Heidi Ho. So how are you doing, Charles? And also, do I sound decent or lousy?
But you sound decent. I wouldn't say outstanding, but you sound decent. And I've heard a few of those 2000s, and they do sound outstanding. So you still got something. I don't know what it is. Why? I'm. What mic are you using? I'm assuming it's the hand mic, the stock hand mic on that radio.
Yeah, that's all I use. I just use a regular hand mic. So I discovered I can use the transmit incremental, so I transmit a little bit off, or I think I do. But wait a minute. No, it's not. Oh, it's not doing it. Dang it. I have to make an adjustment.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're perfectly copyable, but I have heard those 2000 sound really good with just the stock hand mic. And I think when we went to 440, it sounded real good, too. So obviously, you've got a 2-meter issue with that radio. And that's the problem about putting all your eggs in one basket. If you want to send it out to get repaired, now you don't have anything.
Nah, you know me better than that.
Well, that's true. I don't really know you that well. I just hear you on the radio, but yeah, I'm assuming you've got more radios than just that.
Yeah, my problem is that I don't have an antenna switch. And as you know, I had issues with the leg of the sciatic nerve. I'm sorry, I'm not going to bend it, twist and reroute a wire just to switch a radio to show you I have a different radio, but you've heard me on 3 different radios already.
Oh, I can't remember what they were. I only remember the 2000, maybe because you had issues with it. What the hell's going on up here? I don't need a detour. I don't know this area that well. Over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR N1LU.
KD2BOR, where are you having the problem, Charlie?
I'm not sure of the street. It's under that overpass. I got off of Orient Way and then went under that overpass, but I'm past it now. I guess they're just doing construction. It was a bunch of flashing lights, so maybe it was a detour, but I just had to go into the other lane. Now I'm coming up to the Candlewick Diner.
I gotta get over by your place one of these mornings and see exactly where you work. I can't picture it.
You have a GPS?
No, what are you kidding me? I'm back. I don't even have a smartphone.
They never met a phone that was smart. They're all dumb.
I'd be lost without my GPS. I use it a lot, even locally. If I get detoured onto a road that I don't know locally, I just put in go home, and it gets me out of there without any hassle.
Wouldn't you like to do that right now, hit go home, and you didn't have to go to work, you'd be going back to Connecticut?
Yeah, well, it's Friday, so I don't mind it as much. Thursdays and Fridays. Sometimes I yawn into the mic, too. Thursdays and Fridays aren't bad days. The other three that kill me.
Hey, I forgot to ask you. You might have told me. How long is your son home for?
Gas prices have gone up, too. Just basically for the weekend. I don't know what day he's going back, whether it's Monday or early Tuesday. I'm not sure. He's just home really for the weekend because of the confirmation. So that's it. I don't know why he chose to drive, but at least you should see the crap he takes on the train. Big rolling duffel bag that must weigh 60 pounds. Backpack, laptop, carries that in a satchel. Unbelievable. I had to help him get on the train, and I'm telling him, I'll read up and find a seat. I don't want to go to Washington with you.
Incidentally, how long is he going to be around for? I would have thought the answer was until you kicked him out. Go ahead, Rocky, and I hope I'm sounding better.
You're legible, but it's not, your radio's definitely not sounding the way it should, but we're not going to keep going through that. You got to find out what's going on. All right, guys, I'm going to put it down for a little bit. I want to start finishing this car up and get that truck in. So, Charlie, 73, Todd, 73. Charlie, maybe I'll catch you on your way home. KD2BOR, I'll be monitoring.
All right, take care, Rock. Good seeing you this morning. KD2BOR, N1LU, go ahead, Todd.
Come on, Rocky. Jeepers. All right. One of these days I'm going to figure out how to sit down with you and have a cup of coffee or something. 15 minutes. I know you're busy. But, Okay, I know he's monitoring. Charlie, here's the problem. I'm 400 hertz low across the scale on the VA truck.
N1LU Mobile. I assume that 2000 is out of warranty.
Do I sound a little better or not?
Yeah. Yeah, you sound fine. Like I said, not outstanding, but you sound fine.
You jump in real quick. Charlie, maybe that radio's got a crystal filter going bad.
Maybe. I don't know anything about that radio. I don't know how it's set up on the inside on the different bands. But, yeah, I would definitely give Kenwood a call to start with, tell him what's going on. They may know right away. First thing that came to my mind was a PLL problem. Might be drifting or whatever, but, yeah, I would give Kenwood a call, tell him the symptoms, you know, ask to talk to a technician, tell them the symptoms, and, you know, they'll be able to tell you what they think is wrong with it and about what it would cost to get repaired. I don't know where you'd send it.
Well, I have a friend with a spectrum analyzer, and across the board on VHF, I'm 400 hertz low. So I just tuned it up, and you say I still don't sound normal. Okay. Now the question is, who are you telling me to call? Kenwood Support in California, or you're telling me to call the repair center in Virginia? That's where I'm confused.
I guess you could call either one. I would call the Virginia, maybe. Probably a cheaper call, too. And have to talk to the technician, tell them what the problem is, and see what they say. I know that repair center in Virginia is not cheap, though. Might just be an adjustment, too.
I think there's a little bit of a combination, KD2CBB. I think the repeater is sensitive to anything low, because I don't have a problem on other repeaters. And I already know I'm 400 hertz low across the board on the VHF range. But, I don't know. Right now, I'm a little, according to the radio, I'm transmitting 2,000 kc's high, and that's why I sound better.
Sorry, put that wrong microphone. Well, like I said, you sound fine. You know, it sounds like you. The difference that you're off, I guess, isn't noticeable. Now, I don't know why you sounded as bad as you did earlier in the week. Terrible. I don't know if that was the beginning of the problem or what, but at least now you're intelligible. There's just no, you know, quality to your audio. It's kind of, I'm going to record you, so we'll make another transmission. Record you, and whenever you send me an email, I'll send you the recording back.
KD2CBB transmitting transmitting on frequency according to the radio. This is according to the radio, so it's 400 hertz low. I don't know if you're recording. This is according to the radio, spot on. I will now transfer to 2KC up. KD2CBB, 2KC's up. 2KC's up. If you're recording, then I'll have an AB comparison. So, maybe that'll help. And I appreciate it, Charles.
And now do me a favor. I'll make another recording. Go to 442-900, one of the 440 bands. Doesn't have a problem in that radio. Just go there and I'll give you a recording. So you have something to compare with how you should sound.
KD2CBV QSY 900. KTOR, KD2CBV.
Go ahead, Ed. You got a comment there? fact you talk too much. I'm getting on the input. You must have just raised the power. I'm getting like 5 bars on the input. I'm getting 3 bars. I must have raised it. It sounds fine on the input. It sounds better on the input than on the repeater. On the repeater, it's coming in full scale, but you know, you got some white noise on it. But on the input, it sounds fine.
Yeah, no, I know that. Now, I am currently transmitting with the error correction. According to the spectrum analyzer, my friend, when I key up, I'm about 400 low. Okay. So now I went up 400. Do I sound any better?
Anyway, I was listening to you on the input. You sounded just as fine. Let me listen to you over the repeater again. So just give me another transmission.
KD2 is CBB, 1 end to Dr. Cackling, Gage 4, Corporal Corpuses, 5 Limacoises, 6 pairs of Alfredo's favorite tweezers, 7 under Macedonian warriors in full battle array, 8 brass monkeys from the secret sacred crypts of Egypt.
I say you sound... Yeah, you took away the correction, so I say you sound just as good. Maybe just slightly better without the correction. Now, I don't see how it could be on only one repeater. Unless the only way on one repeater has a problem being off would be if the programmed offset for that memory was a little bit off. I don't see why we do it on just one 2-meter repeater, not on another. Okay, looking at the input, the signal's weaker than the repeater, but you sound instead of quieting. You know, the input I'm getting on your actual transmit frequency. Yeah, I don't know. To me, everything sounds fine, at least tonight, anyway.
Okay, and according to everybody, I sound fine on the input. Now, do I sound even better now on the repeater? That's the question. This is a different setting. And, transmitting a little higher to hit the repeater, and theoretically I'm copyable now. I don't know. Somebody did make some recordings for me, and as soon as we get the email thing squared away, we're having trouble with email contact. He's going to send me the recordings.
Make some recordings again too, so you know, like I say, I don't, even though you're raising and lowering the output frequency, you know, it's not enough to notice the difference.
Okay, now this seems to be the only repeater I'm having the issue with, and like I said, I had someone track me at the high end, low end of the band, and I'm off by the exact same 400 hertz low. So, there you go. I know the radio is 400 hertz low because that guy, I can trust him to tell me what I'm, you know, what he's reading on the spectrum analyzer. Okay. You know, you got five KC's width on that band. So, somewhat sloppy. But right now, I'm transmitting at, about 357 instead of 355. If you want, I'll drop it back down to the exact 355.
Yeah, put it to where it's supposed to be.
Okay, now I'm at exact 355, which is the input, and I don't know if you hear a difference.
Audio-wise, about the same, but on the input, it went up another bar. You are 4 bars lower, 5 bars. Now, not saying anything with the frequency, but
And 5 bars, 6 bars, 12 bars, that has nothing to do with the audio here. I mean, you sound fine. No matter how what you have done, your audio is readable. It's not like somebody took your dial and turned it, like, you know, all the way off kilter. You know, if you're being fanatical and you're playing around and you got, like, really tweaked up ears where you're getting into audio or specifics about audio, that's a different story. But for FM quality, you sound fine, you know? I mean, unless you start sounding, you know, like you're in a null somewhere or you're off frequency all the time and, you know, or you're talking to somebody on Simplex and you sound like you're off frequency, you know, that's different. You know, tweaking a little thing, 100 or so hertz or a couple hundred hertz, I mean, that's not really going to make much of a difference unless somebody has a very fine-tuned ear. So, I mean, I wouldn't go shipping the radio out to Kenwood until you knew for sure, you know, if that's the case. Because right now, to me, you're coming through an FM repeater, talked on the other FM repeater, and if I talk to you Simplex, you know, you would sound fine. Like, Ed's hearing you on Simplex, fine. I'm probably noisy as hell. I don't even know if you guys are hearing me. W2KX.
I think conditions got a lot to do with it, because even your signal, all of a sudden it just really cleared up pretty good, you know. Could be the repeater also.
To hit this repeater, I have to reflect off of something because of the wall I have west of my antenna. You're saying this is the best I sound in audio-wise? And yeah, I'm aware. I'd like to have I don't care if they read me 5x1 or 5x9. I could care less about the signal strength. If they can hear me audio-wise, that's the point. And they've heard me for 4 months now, and they're the ones who reported it. And they're serious guys. They're not people who joke around, as far as I know. So, and like I said, I had a friend double check me down to a resolution of 1 hertz, just to make sure. And I'm off by 400. 400's not much of anything. So you're telling me my audio is good this way?
To me, you sound, right now, you sound fine. You know, you sound fine. Coming through an audio, through a repeater also that has, you know, good quality audio characteristics. So you sound fine. You know, if it's a persistent thing where it keeps happening on more than one frequency, then you know you got a problem. You know, if it's happening over here, it might be a null. It might be band conditions. You know, band conditions are funny. Radio's funny. You know, RF is funny on VHF, on UHF. I mean, it's funny. Anyway, I got to pull down, guys. I mean, I'm going to be leaving work here in a couple of minutes. So I'll pass it over to Ed, and I'll say 7-3 to you guys. But, yeah, just keep an eye out on it as you talk around on different 2-meter repeaters. And, you know, just, you know, see if anybody tells you anything, you know, that you're sounding funny or you're starting to sound off frequency, you know, on other machines also, you know. And if you got anybody close to you, get on there and shoot the rag for an hour or two on a Simplex frequency and, you know, see if it you know, continues to work like that. So, all right, I got to disconnect here. I'll talk to you guys probably tonight. I'll be back on tonight when I come back to work. W2KX, over to you, Todd. Ed, catch you later.
Before you go, I've been looking for you and Ed, but I never know when you're on. Is there any kind of rough schedule to when you guys are on?
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice, and it's usually the dice don't roll till after midnight.
Yeah, after midnight every single day, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or, and you're talking on the 550, right?
Yeah, Monday through Friday with me, maybe. be a few days here and there missing, but, you know, usually Monday through Friday, not on weekends. And yeah, I mean, I'm usually on that frequency, you know, I go between a couple different ones, but that's like the main one. I keep that on the one side of the radio from somewhere else or scanning somewhere else.
Okay, because I shouted you guys a couple of times and nobody was there, so that's why I asked. If I can't find somebody, then I just want to know if there's a generalized schedule. Some guys are on, say, Monday to Thursday, and they're not on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so I didn't know.
Yeah, Monday through Friday for me, you know, after midnight. And, alright, I'll catch you guys later. I gotta pull down before this guy shows up and, this stuff is all over the table here. Pick it up there at W2KX. I'll talk to you guys tonight.
Alright, catching him on. Yeah, we're on at midnight. I mean, sometimes they went from midnight to 2, and, still around now, but the late stuff's gotta stop too. Be 4 o'clock, now it's 6. It's really, really affecting my sleep in general, but yeah, it's usually after midnight. So, yeah, I don't see, again, I don't know, it's everything sounds fine. If a killer is off, really isn't going to do anything. But, it's really sounding bad. It could have been just condition. Like you say, you're bouncing off a building. That could have an effect on it. I don't know. Okay, so for now, on the input, I get you between 4 and 5 bars. Again, I don't know if that's depending on what you have adjusted or not, but, yeah, that's pretty good for where I am. I'm here in Central Jersey, so, you know, New Brunswick area, so, I mean, that's pretty good, so, getting across Staten Island.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's just, like I said, if some nitwit tells me I'm off, I'm not that concerned. But if a couple of guys who are rather serious about it tell me I'm off, okay, I'll look into it. And like I said, I know for a fact I'm 400 hertz below what it says. Okay. Got that. So I figure the combination of the 400 hertz off and this particular repeater, that's why I don't sound normal. But it happened all of a sudden, so could be probably. And Ed, forgive me, but what is your call and what is Bob's call? I'm going to write it down and memorize it because I feel like a fool because I can't remember it.
All right. Hey, I'm November 3, Zulu Whiskey. It's November 3, Zulu Whiskey. And Bob is Whiskey 2, Kilo X-Ray. Whiskey 2, Kilo X-Ray.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm bent out of shape about the radio. I don't even want it to be 400 off, you know? Where I come from, if a radio is off by 1 to 3 hertz, that's it. It's taken out of the loop and brought right up. They were always spot on. So, you know, I just, you know, this is my premier radio. That's why it has to be perfect. And, I ain't rich. You know, I watch my money, I save my pennies, and then I buy what I want like that. Unexpected things kind of give me a massive headache.
Now, I wouldn't worry about it right now. I mean, it was off on all 2 meters.